we desperately wanted places to play when we were a band, and so we're trying to provide that to people.
Mm-hmm. That was Sean Fitzpatrick, one of the owners of Take Cover Books, an independent bookstore in Peterborough's East City. But they do more than just sell books. Since opening, they have been turning the store into a venue for all kinds of performances, academic readings, and a monthly film club. But most recently is the Highly Likely Festival, organized in collaboration with Michael Duguay's Miracle Territory, and happening from February 27th to March 2nd.
It's a mixture of literature and music. Basically, every night is going to be a combination of musical performances and usually one author or poet doing readings or performances, and based in East City at the bookstore.
The owners of Take Cover Books, brothers Andrew and Sean Fitzpatrick, are lifelong musicians, so they jumped at the opportunity to bring this small DIY-style festival to Peterborough.
Well, we've always been huge fans of DIY festivals. When we lived in Toronto, there were festivals like No Friends Fest, which was this emo, hardcore kind of festival that took place almost entirely in DIY venues, and we were so fascinated with that. Obviously, this is just taking place in the one area, but we're hoping to expand in the coming years to kind of cooler, unconventional spaces. But it was really just out of a desire to do something where bands and artists and authors felt like this was a cool environment to come and perform and it would be memorable. Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like personally, it just feels more... it feels more special to see performances in an unconventional space. So that's probably the main reason for us doing it, at least as the impetus for doing shows here, because we worked with Mike Duguay across last year with his Miracle Territory project. So this was admittedly a more ambitious pursuit, but kind of in keeping with what we had already done with him.
CFFF did a story with Take Cover when they opened in summer of 2023, and even then, they were talking about their plans of making it a space, as Andrew said then, for the community.
It was really important to us when we opened the bookstore that this could be a multi-use space and a space where artists of all kinds could come and show their talent, and specifically with music. Andrew and I were always captivated by these different venues that popped up in Ottawa. There's a place called Black Squirrel Books. In Fredericton, there's a place called Reeds that unfortunately shut down during the pandemic, but used to put on these absolutely wild DIY indie shows where you would basically play among the magazine racks. And these were just little startups that people who were passionate about music and art would just do. In these cool environments. So for us, it was like, we wanted to do that. We've spent years looking for places to play that didn't demand too much from the performers, didn't demand rental fees or bar sales. And so it was a driving force for us to, we obviously wanted to sell books, but we also wanted to put out the fact that we also just had this room that we weren't using for 18 hours a day. So people could come and use it for what they wanted. And it gradually turned into, you know, people thinking of it as a venue.
Over the 4 days, Highly Likely will have 18 different performance artists, a mix of local and some from far away.
So we have a few local artists that we're really excited about. We have Charlie Glasspool's 3C84. We have Joss Fortin. Catherine Durst, just a huge kind of list of local talent that is really exciting. And we really tried to keep in mind that almost every night, or as many nights as we could, we would have a local and then somebody traveling in. So whether that local is the author or the band or both, we really tried hard to make sure that we had a showcase of local talent. And then the people that we brought in from elsewhere, like Daniel Sarah Karasik and Potions, these were artists that we thought maybe weren't getting enough love and could benefit from this larger performance space or just maybe entering into a scene that they hadn't entered into before. So there were also bands and artists that we were really excited about, like Daniel Serra's Disobedience from last year, which is like this dystopian book, one of my favorites of last year. I basically insisted on getting them on the festival. So stuff like that. It was like simultaneously us picking our favorites and then us trying to get friends or previous collaborators or local talent involved.
My name is Charlie Glasspool, and I am playing as part of a duo version of what is usually a much larger ensemble called 3C84. And we have the great honor of playing the opening night of the inaugural Highly Likely Festival.
And though Glasspool is one of the artists, he has also been an organizer of small venue music shows in Peterborough in the past, and he shares in Fitzpatrick's recognition of this style of performance.
I think it's of vital and crucial importance. It continues to put Peterborough on the map. Excuse that cliche, I guess. It fosters the local scene, which I feel is resurging. When I first moved to Peterborough, it really felt like sort of the halcyon salad days of, you know, everyone was in a project or in a festival or some kind of grassroots arts initiative. And a festival like Highly Likely feels like those kind of glory days again, if you will. And it's in a very Peterborough way, this kind of multidisciplinary feel, not just a music festival, music and literature, poetry, as you say.
Because it's going to be really interesting. It's going to be a combination of performers that you won't find anywhere else. And it's also going to be a bunch of performances that you won't experience in many other places. Like, these are art music, and there's a little bit of indie rock. There's more, you know, there's an improvisational classical musician coming. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be spontaneous and fun, and like King Spatula is coming to perform for kids. Like, there's just a lot of wild stuff, and you can be bound to find some unpredictable things that are going to happen. And it's also, at least from what I've heard, this doesn't happen a lot in East City, so it'll be a cool experience regardless.
Mm-hmm. Information about the full lineup for Highly Likely can be found on their website at takecoverbooks.ca, and admissions are already available.
We are selling single day tickets or single night tickets for $30 a piece. The show on Saturday afternoon for families is free. You just have to RSVP on the site. As far as where we are, we're at 59 Hunter Street East, the Take Cover Books shop. If you have any questions about it, you can feel free to stop by before the festival. We're happy to talk you through it. There are also festival passes that are for sale for $75, and that'll get you into everything. Really give you peace of mind on that. And also, what was the other thing?
When is it happening?
When is it happening? Okay, so February 27th to March 2nd.
Great. This has been Eddie Sweeney, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7, Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi O'Nong.